Well, I think it's just important we keep going forward and don't take a step back. I think, you know, we did so many good things for four quarters. We didn't shoot ourselves in the foot. We didn't do things to harm ourselves. We just got to build on that, find a way to build on that and use that positive momentum, the good stuff we did in the game going forward. This is a big week for us. You know, we need to try to put two back-to-back and see where it takes us.
How good is it to have Mo back, Travis back, have all the receivers back? After last week, you had like three guys.
Yeah, no, it's nice to have some familiar faces, you know, that are, you know, all the guys, they're all back, and that's, you know, that feels good. I mean, you know, those guys, for them, I just want them to get back on the field because I know they're, it's not fun being in that training room, you know, and they want to be out here playing. So it's good to have those guys back.
Are you going to see a scoring festival like in the bowl game with you and Luck going at it?
Yeah, I hope not. I hope it's the same outcome. You know, he's a great player. You know, we'll see. That's a good football team, and he's playing well.
You gonna know him a little bit?
Yeah, guys? Yeah. I know Andrew pretty well. Great guy. You know, he obviously the first pick overall. I think he's got a chance to be a very special guy. You know, an elite quarterback in this league, and even more importantly, he's a better guy. Great guy.
Do you feel in some ways that you have, you know, something to prove against, you know, a guy who's picked number one overall, that you stack up with some of these other first rounders?
No, I got that question during when we played each other in the Fiesta Bowl, you know, and I don't look at it like that. I mean, I think he would say the same thing. It's more important who can put their team in position to win the game, you know, not necessarily if he goes out and throws for 300. I don't want to throw for 301. That's not what we're worried about. You know, I think it's all about, you know, at the end of the game, seeing that W, that L, and, you know, I think that's my mind frame. You know, I think that's the most important thing to me.
But do you take pride in having beaten all those guys?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Have you found that teams have been defending you differently as the season has progressed?
Yeah, I mean, you know, early on, guys were just pressed, manned up, in our face, you know, jammed, you know, across the board. We were playing a ton of man coverage. You know, they're still playing some man, but they're also giving us some leeway. You know, teams are starting to realize that we can throw the ball down the field. We got guys that can run by you in the secondary. Josh Gordon's opened up some eyes. Travis Benjamin can run by you. We got Mo. I mean, we got guys that can really, you know, stretch the field vertically. So, you know, they can't play press man-to-man every single play. And I think, you know, we're still getting some of it, but they're also giving some cushion out there to give those guys a little bit of space, get off the football and do some things. So they've kind of changed in that way, but teams are still being pretty aggressive with us.
Is there ways, we talked to you on the conference call the other day about getting the balls deflected. Is there anything that you can do as a quarterback about that?
If you can make the ball a little rounder, I can curve it, but that's about it. It's just unfortunate. You know, sometimes those defensive linemen, they don't rush. You know, they're taught just to stand there and watch my eyes and deflect. You know, I can't watch those guys. I mean, I got to look way past them and you know, worry about what's going on in the secondary. So, you know, that's them making a play. I mean, it's tough. You know, I'm 6'4". Those guys are just as tall as I am. You know, I'm not a shorter guy where I'm having to worry about it. It's just they're making a good play. You look at Brady. I mean, Brady gets, you know, I think the Giants got him 7 or 8 times in the Super Bowl. You know, it sucks.
The Big 12, I mean, that conference right now is just putting up unbelievable amounts of points. Playing in that conference, did it help you, or now coming into the league where it's a lot tighter, what were the benefits and the things that the negatives of playing in a conference like that, coming into the NFL that
year? Well, I think the only negative I can really think of is you get so comfortable with scoring a ton of points. When we scored, there was times we scored every time we touched it. You know, at this level, that didn't happen all the time. You know, so you never get sick of scoring enough points. I think that's really the only thing. I mean, I think it gives you the satisfaction of knowing what it feels like to get in the end zone, how to strive to get to the end zone. But there's some good teams in the Big 12. I mean, there's some good defenses, really, really good offenses, and that's just the way that league's set up. And, you know, I can't really think of many negatives or positives. It's just it's a wide open spread you're out, slinging around, you know, mind frame, and that's kind of the mentality we take here a little bit too.
Brandon, you were you were just really spreading the ball out. Tight ends, backs, as well as your wide receivers are getting a lot of catches. Is that a reflection of your understanding of the progressions more, or is that just a reflection of the ability of the various guys you got, you know?
Both. I think, you know, my confidence in those guys, you know, is definitely ties into that. Also, knowing where my checkdowns are, knowing where my underneath routes are, going through my progressions and taking what they give me. You know, it's not going to be there. They're not going to be, you know, down the field wide open all the time. You know, it's 3rd and 15. It's tough to overcome those. You know, they defend it, check it down, move on, help the punt. You know, help Reggie and get him a few extra yards on the punt. You know, but, you know, a little bit of both, to answer your question.
Does it bring a little extra drama to the game for you, a little extra something to go against?
No, not at all. It really doesn't. I mean, I don't. you know, I really don't think about it. I mean, I think, you know, everybody's going to talk about it because it's two rookies and, you know, we were both first-rounders and all that. And, you know, we've already faced each other and all that. But, you know, me and him will probably joke about it during the game, you know, because he's probably getting the same questions I am.
How about new ownership? Is that bringing any excitement to, you know, changes in the building during the next week?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, he got a chance to finally come officially, you know, meet us, greet us, and kind of just welcome him and Mr. Banner aboard. I think it's... you know, it's a positive thing. You know, Mr. Haslam is a go-getter. He's obviously very successful in what he does business-wise, and that's kind of the approach you can already tell that he's going to take with this franchise. You know, he's all about winning games, and I think that's his message. And he, you know, where he's been in Pittsburgh and places like that, he's winning games. So definitely a positive. I mean, I think he's the right guy for what we do and the personalities in this building.
I know you had pressure on you, but have you thought at all about what it would be like to be Luck, not only number one, but coming in following Peyton? And that's a little different dynamic than some quarterbacks have.
Yeah, and it's more for him. He's got to fill those big shoes, you know. I really didn't think about it until he asked the question. I mean, I think, you know, he's, like I said, he's more worried about, you know, we're both young teams that are, you know, still trying to find our way. And, you know, he's still trying to figure out this league just like I am. You know, there's a lot of similarities there. But, you know, he's got some pretty big shoes he's having to fill, you know. So I think he's worried about more about that than having to face me. I'm just a peon compared to what he's having to deal with.
Brandon, obviously yesterday Jimmy told us that Mike Holmgren is going to retire after the season, and Mike being an instrumental guy in you becoming a first-round draft pick this season, and you know, all that. Just what kind of guy have you learned, or what have you learned about Mike, and what kind of guy, coach is he?
Well, I think Mr. Haslam hit it on the head. I mean, he's one of those guys that's kind of bigger than life. I mean, he's, you know, possibly a future Hall of Famer. He's been in this league for a long time. He's an icon in this league. So anytime he's around, I mean, his presence is known. He's, you know, anytime he pulls me aside in the hallway, he's always got something extremely important. He's always, you know, got a good message for me. So, you know, the relationship we've kind of built has been pretty good. You know, we talk quite a bit, but, you know, he's a guy I've been fortunate enough to get to know a little bit. I mean, like I said, he's an icon and a guy that, you know, I tell you guys, I mean, I got to be a sponge when you're around him. I mean, he's one of the best that's ever done at this level.
Has he addressed you guys about leaving at the end of the season?
No, he hadn't.
On that Fiesta Bowl, what do you remember about being in that game? Was there a sense of this is your last hurrah and last college game? Was it different than any game you've ever played in?
Yeah, up until that point, it was probably the biggest game I'd ever played in. You know, we had never been to a BCS game at Oklahoma State, and you know, we're trying to break our previous record, winning more games than any team has ever done. So, you know, it was a big game. I mean, it was probably the most pressure-packed game I've ever played in until I got here. But, you know, the thing I remember about it is, you know, how close it was back and forth. You know, their defense was really good, you know, going against Johnson and those guys. But at the same time, I think the one play that really sticks out is Colton Shelf catching that ball, getting down at the one, and Quinn kicking that field goal. I mean, that was just, you know, what it did for the state of Oklahoma and what it did for us and kind of the legacy we left ahead behind. I mean, it's something that, you know, people at Oklahoma State are going to talk about for a long time.